Bhagavatam is a beautiful description of how the river Ganges flows, originating at the lotus foot of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And it descends in this world, carrying the very dust from the feet of the Lord. Therefore, the river Ganges is none different than the lotus feet of the Lord. And it flows throughout this entire great land of Bharat. And those who take their bath with faith in the purifying effect of Ganga, they become relieved of great quantities of sinful reactions. And naturally, they develop loving devotion to Lord Sri Krishna. But it is said that after many, many times of taking bath in the Ganga, one attains this goal of purification. And again, the effect is maximized or minimized by our consciousness or the particular quality of our faith. Ye yatha mam kapadyante tam sthitiksasvabhar. According to how we approach Krishna, or those things in relationship to Krishna, Krishna reveals himself in reciprocation. In the same way, Bhagavat explains the narrations of the glories of Lord Sri Krishna and the chanting of his holy names is like the river Ganges. It is directly flowing from the source of the Lord's great mercy. Maharaj Parikshit, when he found he would die in 7 days, he decided to make his final residence the bank of the holy river Ganges. But he wanted to absorb his consciousness completely in hearing the flow of the beautiful river of Harikatha. By hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, we become completely purified from within and without. This human form of life is designed by Krishna specifically for this purpose, to hear and chant the glories of the Lord, to regularly bathe in the holy river of Krishna's glories. But we must follow in the footsteps of Maharaj Parikshit. And we must hear and chant the glories of the Lord from a source that is connected to the Lord. That is the importance of this great system of disciplic succession. When we hear about Krishna, or when we hear the name of Krishna from the representatives of a true disciplic succession. The current of the Supreme Personality of God has mercy in all of its supremely purifying effects are contained within that sound vibration. But when we hear the glories of the Lord through the process of speculation, imagination, or one's own independent realizations, it may sound the same, but the effect is not there. Just as there are many rivers which may look just like Ganga, but they do not have the same spiritual potency as Mother Ganga. Maharaj Parikshit had faith. He had faith that hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord was the all in all required to fulfill his mission in this world. Therefore, with that faith and attention, he heard from Srila Shukadeva Goswami Maharaj. And in this way, he established the standard by which we should all orient and design our lives. Whatever we may be, whoever we may be, we all have equal opportunity to center around our life around the hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord. And this is the wonderful purpose of these beautiful temples. Here at Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Mandir, there is the beautiful form of the Lord, so beautiful. He has descended, manifested in this wonderful Swarup in order to charm our hearts and attract our minds. But unless within the temple there is the proper authorized process of hearing Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, discussing these topics, and having the kirtan of the holy name, then the deity, however beautiful, will never be realized beyond stone within our consciousness. It is hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and developing that taste that attracts Krishna to attract our hearts. And it is explained in Bhagavad that when we develop the taste for hearing and chanting the Lord's glories, then from within and without, he cleanses all of the impurities from our hearts, which separate our consciousness from his loving service. Bhagavatam also explains that the preliminary method by which we gradually are enabled to develop a real taste with this process of Shravanam Kirtanam is association with the Lord's devotees. And in that association, to learn how to serve the Lord's devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Seva. when we serve the sadhu, and when we associate by hearing from the sadhu, gradually Krishna becomes pleased and he awards us the eagerness, the transcendental greed to want to chant his name, to want to hear his message, to want to listen to the beautiful story of his pastimes. Through this wonderful opportunity, our faith develops. And this process of bhakti, as has been explained, gradually washes away all of the anxieties and disturbances within our mind. The mind is the repository of all of our problems. The whole world is, in reality, the kingdom of God. The whole world is Krishna's property. All problems are due to our perception, in which we cannot see the connection between Krishna and all of creation. Because of the false ego, because of the desire to enjoy, exploit the property of God, Krishna hides himself from our vision. And in this way, our mind becomes endlessly accumulating more and more and more reactions to the activities we perform for sense gratification, and the reactions are more and more material desires, more and more false ego. So this process of bhakti, of associating with the Vaishnavas, serving the sadhus, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, seeing the beautiful deity of the Lord, living a pure, moral, and charitable life. This sweet process given by Lord Sri Krishna washes the mind, cleanses the heart, and makes it into a beautiful temple in which, within ourselves, 24 hours a day, we can be engaged in the loving worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the fulfillment of all the desires of the soul. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the world the most simple and authorized understanding of this path of bhakti. Krishna explains it extensively in Gita, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to demonstrate how to practically, in a very tangible way, apply it to our lives, our everyday lives. This Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the most empowered and blessed means by which we can have connection to Krishna. The Upanishad explains, Kali Santar Parana Upanishad, that there is no superior method in this age of Kali to cure the disease of ignorance than the chanting of the Maha Mantra,
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Chanting of Krishna's names awakens the original consciousness within us. Anandam Bodhivaranam Pratipadam Punam Ratashvatamam, and gives us the experience of the spiritual ecstasy that is hidden within our very hearts. So please, with great enthusiasm as well as patience, take very seriously this Krishna consciousness movement. It is the greatest gift which has been offered to us by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, was especially empowered by the Lord to give this gift to all classes of human beings in all parts of the world, in its full potency and all glory. It is our most precious fortune to have the chance to come together like we are today to hear and chant the glories of the Lord and worship the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, and thus bathe in the holy river Ganges of their divine mercy. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Shri Radha Shyam Sundara
ki jai.
Gaura Prema
Vrindavan ki jai.